Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week. I look forward to being here and touching you, and hope that you call in and touch me and everyone else that is listening to the show. I wanted to take a moment and talk about Atlantis, because you may or may not remember what it was like there. I remember it very distinctly. And one of the reasons why I remember it is because the dark priests were there working and doing their best to, you might say, disturb humanity, trying to control it. And the interesting thing about all of that is the universe gives souls another chance. And these dark priests have been given another chance, and they have incarnated presently into this lifetime, hoping that they would change their dark agenda to bring in the light. And unfortunately, they haven't done this. And it means that we have a lot of disruptions here, war in certain areas, conflict, and it is because of these individuals. And so the question is, what can you do about it? We have a lot that we can do a lot about it, how we can overcome this. And one of the things that we do is become aware of the light that is within us. And if you're willing, take a moment now and become aware of the light that is within you. Each of us have this light. And what it is the light that is reflected by the soul. We all have this light. It was given to us by the Creator. And when the Creator created the world, created our souls, there was this light that was implanted within us. You might say it's a signature of the Creator. So if you're willing, take a moment, look within, and see if you can find this light. One of the places that might be easier to notice it than others is in the heart chakra. Take a moment and intend to look within the body where the heart is. You might see the heart beating, but you don't really want to look at the beating part of the heart. What you really want to look at is the center. That center, what you might see is something pink, or you might see white light. One of the two. But when you look within this center and you intend to connect yourself with it, you might feel light and peace. So if you are agitated about something in your life at the present moment, look within the heart center and intend to feel the peace that the Creator brings to you. It is a tool that you can use, because what all that is about, that heart center, it is about love. It's one of the reasons why it appears pink, because it is love. So if you're willing, take a moment. Everyone who is listening and hearing my voice, take a moment. Place your consciousness within the heart center. And if you would just take a moment, imagine all of that pink light going out into the world, correcting problems, helping other people to find the love that is within themselves. I'd like for you to call in, if you will. Call in to BBS Radio, one station one, and tell me and the audience your experiences when you try and do this. How did you feel when you tried to connect with the love that is within your heart? What did it feel like? And had you gotten to the point where you were able to send this love out to friends, to family, to people that you work with? And if you haven't accomplished that yet, take a moment and work with this and let me know what you experienced. I see within my heart center a triple flame, and it is beautiful. It is three different colors. It is cayenne, pink, and white. And when I concentrate on it and I think of the colors, it burns brightly. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to intend to send that energy out to all of you that are listening to my voice. Tune into it, my friends. And if you can feel that energy, give me a call and let me know. Tell me what it feels like to you. And if you haven't felt mine, send your love out to family, friends, workers, and let me know if you were able to do this. You see, we are all one. And the people who receive your love might not know at the moment where it came from, because they might not be developed enough to understand this. But there is a result. And one of the things that happens to them is they calm down and feel contentment. So let's look at the family members, first of all. And if you have family members that are not doing well emotionally, send this light to them, because they will feel the result of it. So I was telling you about Atlantis. I remember standing on top of a pyramid that had a flat top. And this might seem far-fetched to you, but it's not really. There were spaceships that came from the star system Sirius. And they came to Earth. And they landed on top of this pyramid. And there was like a system of hydraulics. And that flat part went down inside the pyramid so that those who were on that spaceship could acclimate themselves to the conditions on this planet. And when that platform went down inside that pyramid, these space travelers got out of that spaceship. And they acclimated themselves. And then they met with the leaders, one of them being Isis. Now, if any of you remember any of this, call in to my show on Station One and tell us what you remember, what you felt. Because the more you remember about this, it's very helpful. It could be healing also. You see, about every 3 to 5 years, people went inside a structure in Atlantis. And they lay down on a crystal bed. And as they lay down on that crystal bed, if you can imagine this, light rays, blue and pink light rays, bathed the individual and healed everything about them. Now, we're not in Atlantis right now, but something that you can do is imagine healing energies coming into your body from the cosmos. So if you're willing, take a moment now and imagine those healing energies coming into your body so that imperfections might be corrected. One of the things that you could wish for or intend to come is joy. Joy and love. When you increase the joy and love, quote, inside of your body, it makes you feel very content. Take a moment and do that now. And let us know what it felt like when you did this. We are our own healers. It's wonderful to have others heal us, to ask for help from other people, doctors, individual healers. All of this is good, but you could do it for yourself. Understand that. You can do it for yourself. It is the gift from the Creator. Matter of fact, when I mention that word, gift from the Creator, that phrase, my thoughts and energies go right there to the center of the cosmos. And I feel it very strongly. And one of the things that I enjoy watching is when the Creator created the souls. It was so beautiful. I've talked about this before, but I like talking about it because if you understand how your soul was created, it brings such peace and love into your soul. And it was like a very large creation table that seemed to go and reached infinity. It was so large. And the Creator created this energy that was turned into your soul. And it was like a beautiful light, brilliant. And there was music. The light was so bright, and the music was so special. It is like the souls were dancing in these rays of music and beauty. And it is how you came into existence, in great love, in great peace, in great beauty. And that is what it looked like when you were created. And then these souls were turned over to angels because they weren't fully developed yet. And the angels took care of the souls so that they could be nourished and brought forth to fruition. It was beautiful. If you like the idea of this, intend to go to that place, to that time when all souls were created. And if you want, intend to watch that moment when your soul was created, when that God force called forth your monad that brought forth your soul. You can do this. Give me a call at BBS Radio, Station 1, and let me know if you have had results with this, because we could review it again. So, send out your love into the cosmos, and especially those dark priests that have reincarnated on Earth at this time. They're causing a lot of problems here, but your love can change it. So changing the topic, we in this U.S. have had an election, and we have a new president coming into our history. He needs your help. Send him your love. Even if he wasn't your choice. Because the president needs great assistance. There's much that happens in the White House that can be a negative force, because these negative forces are beamed purposely at the president. The president of our country, no matter who he is a powerful being upon earth. And there are those that would like to change things in a negative manner. And we want to keep it in a positive manner. So, send your assistance. Inauguration is not that far off. There will be parades. But look beyond the parades. Look at the power. Look at the good that could be accomplished. And that is what we want. We want this new president to bring our country on a favorable path, that he would be the statesman that all of us would like to have lead our country. So intend that the new president is a statesman, leading our country to cooperation with all other countries, that all the countries could cooperate with one another and to be the best for their countries, not to interfere with the direction that other countries take, but to assist them in ways that would be helpful. Give us a call at BBS Radio Station 1 and let us know what you have experienced viewing the present and the past. We have something that is going on that the dark priests are interfering with. And this was something that they did. They didn't understand what they were doing, and they interfered without understanding the consequences. And one of these is energy that is being pumped into the atmosphere coming from the top of this planet. Energy is being pumped into these layers of energy surrounding the earth, and they go all the way down to the core of the earth. and we can correct this. Intend to send peace and love to the center of the earth. Gaia would appreciate this, as it would be very helpful to her, and in the long run, it is helpful to us. With this planet be revolving around the sun in an organized manner, in a calm manner, in a manner that ultimately supports every being on this planet. We, each of us, are like one drop in an ocean, and all of those drops making up the complete wave of the ocean. Each one of us is extremely important. So give me a call at Station 1 and let me know the reactions that you have had on these different questions that I have sent forth. So while we're talking about that, intention is extremely powerful. We have a new year, and what do you intend for the new you? Where do you intend to be in this new year? Because what you can do is to create that through your intention. Create what you wish in your life. Create the joy. Intend to bring forth joy into your life in this new year. Intend to bring in love that your family and friends and co-workers all get along well with one another and in a loving spirit to work with each other. It would make your life so much more peaceful that everything is working in sync, so to speak. And I know that you would enjoy this. So give me a call, my friends. I know you'd like to hear me talk, but I would like to hear what is going on in your life, what you are experiencing now, because it isn't just for me, but it is for all of those that are listening. So we talked a little about Atlantis, how it broke up because of the dark forces. And we talked about what you could do to help, how sending out the light and the love that is within each of you out into the world, how that can correct problems that exist. So let's create and heal these problems, so that all those in the world live in peace with one another. It would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? To have peace among our co-workers, among family members, and healing. That we recognize the healing that is available to us. And something that you might do is, if there is a problem, ask your higher self why there is the problem and how it can be corrected. Elaine, you're calling in, sweetheart. What can we do to help you?
Oh, yes, Carolyn. Thank you so much. As you were talking a few minutes ago when you were speaking of Atlantis and the people coming from Sirius, I felt great grief. I was glad they were here, and I thought about them coming many, many years ago, And my sense, it may be wrong, but my sense was they had come to Atlantis to do what they could for the Creator in a positive way to stave off the evil that they sensed would obtain on Atlantis. And they were not able to do that because the dark forces were so great. Now, I may be wrong about this, but this is what came to me. And
I think you're very accurate, dear.
Okay, thank you. And I have been praying for Donald Trump and his family and the people he has appointed to bring a new day to this country. And, of course, that will ripple out into the entire globe. And I know there are forces that do not want this to happen, but I've been praying for his protection, and I am just so grateful to hear you call for that. And I was seeing a great light, a column, almost like a cone of light, come down over him from the center of our universe. And I think it is no doubt gladdening the hearts of the founding fathers who gave so much 220 years ago. And I just wanted to call and thank you. And the grief is lifting. I've always felt such grief over Atlantis and what happened and what's happened here since that time. So I don't know whether I was there or not, but I can feel it.
Are you asking me if you were in Atlantis?
Oh, well, yes. If you get that, fine.
Were.
Yeah.
And I see you dressed. I want you to think about this as I say this. You were dressed in this brilliantly white robe.
Yeah.
The robe that you have on, or that you wore, was so bright that you could hardly see the colors underneath of it. You were one of those shining ones, so to speak, that came to help uplift the people. How do you feel when I say that?
Entirely right. Entirely right. In fact, I can feel the tears coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, sweetheart, it's why you're here today. I want you to think on that for a second.
Yeah. Well, I do intercede every day for the world, for those who come to my mind. I was talking to one of my doctors about that last week, or earlier this week. I intercede all the time. Someone said to me from a church I was attending many years ago, I want to give you this. It was a sort of a cross. It was the Lord with his arms held out. And she said, you are an intercessor. And I thought, how did she know I intercede? And I took that very seriously, and it was a reminder from the Lord, and I've been interceding ever since. And
remember how I said that we are all like a drop in the ocean?
Yes, yes.
We all affect one another.
Yes.
In a positive way or in a negative way.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, we really want to do that in a positive way.
Of course.
Because anything that's done in a negative way, you're going to have to come back and correct.
I believe that. I believe that. It's a shame that those of the light, the law of one, as Edgar Casey said, were not able to avail in Atlantis, and that Atlantis had to go down. Well,
there was great grief when that happened.
Oh yes, yes. I remember
the continent broke apart in three different times that we know of.
Yes.
That was most memorable. So you were there, and I suspect that a lot of people who are listening to this was there also.
Yes. I know my mother was there. I was reading Ignatius Donnelly's Atlantis to her one night, and when she was here on Earth, and I hadn't come to the cataclysm, and she had fallen asleep and woke up and said, "Well, it was a." She told me what had happened, and I said, "Well, Mom, how do you know that?" Well, she says it that's what it was, and I thought, "Wow, she was there."
Is she on the other side?
Yeah, she's on the other side. Yep. Her name was Alice.
Oh, you know, she's waiting there for you. She wants to communicate with you.
Okay. Yeah. I've been thinking of her on and off all day. And,
well, she's with you a lot. She's with you a lot, dear. I want to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And she is there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she wants to communicate with you. So what I want you to do is just breathe. Just relax.
Okay.
And I know it's hard sometimes when you're on the radio, but just relax.
Okay.
And in your mind's eye, I want you to see a picture of your mother.
Yeah.
Now, when she speaks to you, you're not going to hear her with your ears, but you will feel it in your heart what she is saying to you.
Yes.
So I want you to see her in your mind's eye and then just intend to listen in your heart. You don't have to say this message out loud because it's private between you and your mom. I just want you to tell me when you have received that message from her.
I've got it. Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Can you feel her love?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It envelops you. Her love completely envelops you. And I can see her love surrounding you. It is so beautiful. It is like a pink mist all around you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you close to your mom when she was on Earth?
I was in the latter part of her life. There was a time earlier in my life when I wasn't, but then we became close. That was healed. She had been troubled, but then in the latter part of her life, we were very close, and closer than either one of my sisters had been to her. And I had the great privilege of giving the eulogy at her funeral service. And I could see her. I believe she attended the service and was...
Of course she did.
And was very, very happy about what I said. You know, I was able to... I had been given 3 minutes to eulogize her and sat down, and I know Spirit led me to find all the very, very best and most positive things about her life and her teaching. And my sisters were just enthralled with that.
Well,
and
what teaching did she do?
Privilege.
Tell me about that.
What's that?
She taught. What was she teaching?
Well, she taught us all through life. It was what she taught us as we grew. The chief thing was how to treat other people.
You know she would like to work with you. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't, but I certainly will accept that.
Well, would you like to work with her in the morning or in the evening before you go to bed?
I think in the evening. In the morning, I'm always in such a rush, and I have a long trip to work. So I think in the evening would be wonderful.
Well, what you do, sweetheart, is in the evening before you go to bed, think about your mom. Call her into your presence and she yes. will come. And what she wants you to do is to take a little notebook and these conversations that you have with her, to put them down, the gist of it, in this notebook.
All right. Fine. Very good. Because, I will
do that. Yeah, when it's done, it's going to be like a book.
Well, I think my sister wants the same thing. My sister's over in spirit with her, one of my sisters, and my sister Denise. And my Denise grew very, very close to my mother in the last weeks of her life a year ago, this very month.
You want me to call Denise?
Yes, you could. I would love it.
What color hair did Denise have?
Dark brown, almost to black.
Hmm.
My mother's was lighter. It was a sandy blonde.
That's what I'm seeing right now. I got confused because I'm seeing this sandy blonde, and I thought I was looking at Denise, but what it is, it's your mom.
Yeah, that's Alice. Oh, her name was Sarah Alice. That's my mother. Blue eyes and sandy blonde hair.
I see the sandy blonde hair. She's showing it to me.
Yep, that was she.
Well, you know she loves you.
Oh, I know.
And she wants to work with you.
All right.
And like I said, in the evening, call her in. Take it down in a notebook or a little handheld recorder. That might be easier.
Okay.
Get yourself a little handheld recorder.
Well, I have that. Yep.
Yeah, and it's like lessons that she wants to give you. Well, you might be interested in this because on the other side, they all have, everybody who's on the other side has little jobs, things that they're interested in working with. And she's very interested in working with children who have recently crossed over.
Okay.
Did she love children when she was on Earth?
Yeah, she did. And she was a dancer in her young years. She'd rather dance than eat, she would say. And then she married my father, and she finally had the three of us. But she said, you know, I really, really should have been a dance teacher. I should have gone to New York, had further training, and I should have been a dance teacher. However, you know, I think she did like children. I very much, very much.
Well, that's what she's doing now.
Good.
Work with her. Get your handheld recorder. Put it in the recorder. And then in a spare moment, you can write it out in your little book.
Okay.
I think you will get great satisfaction from that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I will. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Well, what about your dad? Has he crossed over?
Oh, yes. He crossed over 3.5 years before Mom did. His name is Francis. Yes, he's over in spirit.
Francis is trying to get your attention.
Ah, I'm here. Yes.
I'm concentrating on Francis to see what he has to say.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
He's showing me a blackboard, a very large blackboard. The kind that you could write on.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying that the information that your mom will give you and what he will give you would be a great teaching tool for people. That they want to talk about what life is like on the other side, how intentions work, how intentions bring interesting things into your life. What you intend is exceptionally important. And so these are things that the two of them want to talk with you so that you could write them down. And when the time is right, you will have an ebook that you can send out to people.
Oh, all right. All right.
And what he's telling me is that there will be people gathering around you looking forward to these messages. It is what they're choosing to do. And you might say that you are being the tool that will help mm-hmm. them get this information to Earth. Mm-hmm. That people sure. will love it.
Mm-hmm. As you were for Caesar.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, love that book.
Do you like that book?
Oh, wonderful.
Conversations with Caesar, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's divine. It's wonderful. Wonderful.
And there's some interesting things in that book, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Certainly are.
Yeah, I would recommend to people that if they have not read that book, Conversations with Caesar, it would be great to do that because he's got some great information in that book.
Oh, he was amazing. Amazed. They all were. They all were. The whole family. They're really something. Yep.
Anyway, sweetheart, we've given you a lot of information.
Oh,
work
you
with
have
it.
Indeed.
And call me
I
back
will.
At a future time and let me know how that is going.
I will, Carolyn. Well, God bless and save you and keep you safe, as my godfather would say.
Beautiful.
And, thank you. I'll hope
keep
to
keep you safe,
you
too.
Thank you so
bye
much.
Bye for now.
Goodbye for now.
We are all like ships on the sea that work with one another, that can bring joy to one another. And that's what we really wish to do, is to bring joy to one another. It's a beautiful thing to do. We talked about Atlantis and how those dark priests have reincarnated to the present. And we see some of their work. We see things that are happening in the earth that is not really to the benefit of humanity. There's the talk of war, fighting among people. And
Teary.
We can change that. Did you say Carrie?
Carrie, yes.
Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie.
What can I do for
Hi.
You?
Hi. Well, I wanted to thank you for the other day you sent, or Seti sent out an email with, a little the clearing technique, as well as like a sort of a prayer at the end with, sending the negative entities or, energies, love and healing. And I wanted to thank you for that because I've been anchoring positive energy, to the center of Mother Earth for a number of days now. And that adding that to that really helps because sometimes I see a lot of like etheric energy and I see little, it kind of freaks me out because I see a lot, like green energy coming from my heart chakra, but I was also seeing little, out of my peripheral vision, dark little things, like, and sometimes they seem like they were going into me, and I don't know, what it was. That was just what I was perceiving, but having that little extra bit at the end to add to send love and healing to those, I don't know what they are. They could be positive, or it could be just my, imagination, I don't know, but so... Thank you for that.
Have you mentally sent energy to the core of the earth?
Yeah.
Intent for healing?
I haven't sent intent for healing. I send, the love energy, like source energy, pulling through myself and then to the center of the earth. But I will add that.
Did you know that you were an earth goddess?
No. I have really thick amnesia, so I know very little. What is an earth goddess?
What is an earth goddess? well, actually, there's more than one. I mean, there's a lot of earth goddesses that came to Earth to help bring Earth through positive transitions. So you might say it's a transitioning kind of individual that sends these energies to the core of the Earth and make positive changes in the Earth. Because you see, we all walk upon the Earth. And what's in the center of the Earth comes back up through the people. That's great work that you're doing.
That's really interesting, because I have been so, anxious to find out what my mission is. And I honestly felt like I didn't know, but
you volunteered to do that work, dear.
And that's the only thing I've been, the only thing I've been doing. I mean, I've been trying to, find much more to do, but it's kind of funny that the one thing that I felt I could do was maybe what I was supposed to be doing all along.
That's what you're doing.
Wow. Thank you for that. Cool.
And you're doing a great job.
Oh, good. Well, it gets kind of wild once I anchor the energy and pull it back up and I keep going. There's like a whole lot of swirling kind of light and darting. Are the darting things, I don't know if you know, but are they negative or positive? I mean, are there negative things coming in once I do that to get healed or?
No, you're actually clearing. You're actually helping to clear things in the planet itself. You have to remember that there are many people that are sending negative energies because they're negative people, and these energies go into the Earth, and what you're doing is you're clearing those out.
Wow. Okay. Just like what you were talking about. Okay. The negative, the dark priest, is that what
you're clearing energy. That out, yes. You volunteer to do that job, actually.
Wow.
You came from another star system to come to Earth and do that work.
Was it Pleiadian, or do you happen to know star system-wise?
Wait a minute, I'll look.
I don't.
It's Sirius, actually.
Sirius, okay. The only reason I ask is that I think it was one of the Tolkien movies when they had the fairy guys that kind of looked, Palladian. I remember looking when I saw them, I just went, and I don't know if they looked like anything I would have ever seen before, but it struck something. But anyway, curious. Okay. And is there anything else? Or I don't want to take up all the time, but if there's anything else, could do better or add to, what I'm doing.
No, I can't think of anything right now, but what you could do is order a reading. You could go to CarolynEvers.com. Yeah. Carolyn Evers is one word, .com.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side is ordering a reading. Now, what these readings do is we literally take you to a lifetime that is chosen by your soul. And you put your foot into that lifetime and you actually experience those things from the past. We don't tell you about it. You actually experience it.
And did you say Caroline or Carolyn? Ever.
For what? The website?
Yeah, was it
Carolyn? C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Carolyn Evers. E-V-E-R-S .com.
Okay, got it. Will do. Thank you.
Good luck
so much.
To you. You've got a lot of wonderful things going on.
Good. I'll look forward to I'll go to your website and I'll look forward to talking to you more. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Call in next week and let me know how you are doing.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Well, my friends, we have about 10 minutes left on this show. It's amazing how fast an hour goes by. So if anybody wants to call in and talk, you got to do it like immediately. Well, I guess you want to hear me talk. Because I don't hear anybody calling in. Nine minutes left on the show, that's it. And we're done for the night. So since we were talking about Atlantis, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It was very beautiful there. The souls there had brought forth such beauty. The rooms and houses were not divided by walls, but rather a beautiful fabric that glistened and shone in the sun during the day. And at night, this fabric reflected back to the individual's light. This was their light. And it came from the center of the cosmos. Quite beautiful. Quite beautiful, my friends. Well, we're almost at the end of the program, but I'll talk a little more about it. In Atlantis, the colors were so bright, very bright colors. Flowers were so much brighter. It was almost as if you could touch them when you walked outside and there were flowers. It was almost as if they were greeting you. They were brilliant. The sky was brilliant. Grass was brilliant. It was a lovely place to live. A perfect place to live. And when it fell beneath the waves, souls grieved over this. And it took them a long time to heal. They grieved over it. Well, my friends, we're just about out of time tonight. Think of your questions. You might want to go to carolynevers.com. And if you can, order a reading for yourself. We will take you to a lifetime that your soul wants you to review. And many times, people come back with skills or meeting other individuals that will work with them, individuals of the light. You will enjoy that. So check out if you can, order a reading. And bless you all, my friends, because it is now time for us to leave for the night. And so this is Carolyn Evers wishing all of you a wonderful new year and happiness beyond count. Good night for now, dear ones. Good night for now.